Excuse me, I'm yawning. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness.
Is that the new portal?
No, it's my negative ego.
Portal for the negative ego, yeah.
That's it. This is Jackie Salvitti and my fabulous co-host, Veronica Entwistle.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, honey. So, many of you are carryovers from Veronica's show, which I'm sure was wonderful. Tonight's show is the new you, integrating the negative ego into the positive ego. That's going to be a trick. And that's putting that 10-pound bag into a thimble.
It's kind of like a parenting class, eh?
Yeah, yes. As we integrate the child, adolescent, and young adult work, getting ready now to heal and integrate the negative ego, and it's a fascinating subject. The new you is ready to take your power back from the negative ego. And our show dedication is to our new reality and our new world and letting go of the past, because boy, it's been coming up and smacking us. lots of strange health issues this week coming from all directions, and bizarre things. I mean, absolutely. Veronica, I talked with her a couple of days ago. She was having vertigo and started reading some of the channelings, and there it was about vertigo.
And I ran into a woman who said her line, her latest line is, vertigo is the new high. So I guess it's going around, huh?
Yes. If you guys have had an opportunity to read the channelings that accompanied the show announcement, I don't even remember who did it. There was a wonderful piece on vertigo and where we are right now. So if you're, you know, everybody's having such strange symptoms, and, you know, I've got them all over the place. Plus, I've been working out at the gym, so I can't tell, you know, which is a pulled muscle and what's, you know. At any rate, I popped my brand new cap off today, and watched it go down the drain.
A golden crown.
We're right. So, at any rate, you know, lots of things going on. Last night, I know I woke up about, I'm not sure what time it was, the energies were so strong that obviously my melatonin wasn't holding up because the energies were so powerful. And, I vibrated all night long. So they're very interesting. Clearing things from the past. Last week, while we were doing the show, an old relationship from 2 years ago was calling, trying to figure out how to get on to listen to the show, and I guess he assumed that I would answer the phone during my show and give him directions.
Well, he knew you were bilocating, didn't he?
Yeah, I'm not sure that's what he had in mind. And Veronica, you just came back from an interesting trip.
Yes, because I went back into my past, physically, mentally, emotionally, and whatever, and actually stumbled over some of my own past attachments and reactions. I didn't actually meet them all in person. It was just like there were shadows in corners of this little town.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm.
And so it was a matter of staying conscious and really trying to pull them up. It was interesting.
Wonderful.
A lot of work.
Oh, yes, there's...
And you know something I found? This is the other thing that occurred to me, that a lot of it was ego stuff. So I don't know if it was negative ego, but it was like, you know, how I wanted to present myself to myself. And going back in time, sometimes you see yourself in ways that you just assume not be, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I have to take a little bit of humble pie and egg on my face, that sort of thing, as well.
Well, I think that we weren't as conscious back then in terms of understanding our negative ego and exactly the games that it plays. And mm-hmm. So it's shocking to go back and look at who we were at those times and realize how much we were running it. You may not have been, but I certainly can go back into other situations myself and see where the negative ego was very much at play and where it separated me from my experience.
Oh, I had some of that too, Jackie. I have to be honest.
Well, I think we all do.
But it is a good way to figure out what you know, what's still hanging over, isn't it? Just re-entering the actual physical environment of things.
Absolutely. Well, the imprints are there, and so you're literally connecting with the imprints of those experiences. Imprints don't go away. So everything we touch, every place we go, we leave a permanent imprint. It never leaves. You know,
never.
Never.
Okay.
I had a friend who used to do flower readings, and you know, this for me was such a powerful experience to watch him do them. And people would bring a fresh flower; they would cut the flower and bring it, and hold the flower, and he would not see who brought what flower, and then he would read the flower, and their imprint was in the flower. Which I thought was so interesting. Of course, yeah. And he could actually work with the flower and do healing on them through the flower. It was a fascinating experience. And, you know, from there I really explored with, you know, how big and deep and, you know, what are our imprints. And, boy, they're everywhere, darling, and no, they never go away. So, you know, we get sage as we may, you know. We can sage away a lot, I think, of the negative energy of it, but the energetic imprint of the being is there. I'd like to talk a minute about last week's show, and for those of you that have been listening to this show for a long time, I hope you understand how difficult that show was for me to do. I felt like I really stumbled through it. It was not an exercise for me, for my negative ego, trust me. If anything, it was very, very difficult for me to do. Somebody wrote and said that they thought I, you know, was too disconnected and laughing through it and so on. And, you know, I don't think it's appropriate for me to get on the air and cry about something. And to be very honest with you, I didn't do that over this relationship anyway, for whatever reason. Even though I felt the pain, it was very interesting that I never really cried. I think the only time I ever actually felt any tears was when I recognized how connected this was to my father. And then the sadness or the sorrow was around Dad, not around him. So I found that very, very interesting. At any rate, I know it stirred up for a lot and a lot of different people. And I just want to say that, interestingly enough, this is a man that, for whatever reason, triggered everyone around me, and it triggered something different in each person, male or female. So I look at him as a being literally that's here to trigger others, because he did a hell of a job of it. And it was very, very interesting that each person around me, even before the breakup, were highly triggered by him. And
and there are a lot of listeners triggered by the story because of their own histories as well.
Oh, I don't think there's any question about the fact that all of us have had experiences where we've been misled, used, hurt, whatever. And I honestly am able to look at this as a great gift, ultimately, because I got so many things out of this. That does not mean that it didn't hurt. And it doesn't mean that it wasn't difficult. However, the gifts, and it was quick. It wasn't a long, extended relationship, but it came in quick, it went out quick, and the gifts that it left are very big for me. It certainly turned me around and snapped me into really taking better care of me, being more loving with me, a lot of very positive things. And so I'm very grateful for that. Believe me, it could have been very devastating, and it wasn't. Well, it was devastating, but much worse for me if it had gone on for a long period of time.
Well, actually, I'm grateful for your vulnerability. That, I mean, when you share the vulnerability, there's a real purity in that that I think helps a lot of us free ourselves from being locked into those memories.
Well, I hope so. And like I said, it wasn't an easy show for me to do, and I can't say that I was incredibly articulate, but you know, the team told me it was important for me to do it, and I do listen. Maybe a little a bit of a pain in the butt, but I do listen. And so there must have been something there for other people. That was all I could figure. Thank you, Veronica. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. I know it stirred up some controversy out there. So, and some things that weren't very
controversy is good, Jackie. It's good.
Well, I don't mind controversy at all, except I was pretty vulnerable. And so the controversy towards me was a little painful, but that's okay. You know, we do these shows, and we got to be able to take it. But, I mean, this really relates to where we're going right now, where the past is literally, I mean, we're being yanked out of situations so quickly that our little heads are spinning, you know, where things are just boom, gone, boom, gone, boom, gone. And I think it was a matter of a day or two after the show, I got word that my daughter was moving to California. So,
oh, you're kidding.
No.
And, wow.
So again, you know, I think things are just changing so rapidly that, it's a little difficult to even get a grasp on it. I'm trying to stay in the now moment constantly because that's the only place I could be.
Well, I'd like to go back. Can I just ask you a question about these permanent imprints?
Yes.
I mean, if we're totally releasing our attachments to the past and so on, I mean, I feel like there are these, like, stains on the sidewalk or something, permanent imprints.
Well,
you know?
No, no, when we're talking permanent imprints, every experience has an imprint because it really exists all in one now moment. So when you go into, let's say, the town that you went into, mm-hmm. okay, you're tapping back into the experiences that actually are happening right now. I mean, we perceive them as the past, okay? But in reality, it's there. It's a different dimension and frequency, but it's there.
Okay, I see.
And I don't know if you've ever experienced that. You know, people talk about deja vu. That's what they're doing.
Hmm. Yeah, I have a lot of those.
Oh, I'm sure you do. I used to have a ton of them, but now it's like past lifetimes. I don't have anything. Somebody erased my slate.
Oh, that's nice.
I think that happened.
Did I ask
when I died.
For that?
Huh?
Should
you don't want to do it my
that?
Way, honey. You don't want to die. No, I died, and it just it's like
oh,
everything
right.
was gone. this just came in from Sarah Bierman, and this I thought was you know more succinct. I mean, I'm just going to share a couple of paragraphs here. 9909 was the true ending and completion, this point where the old reality and new reality split. The Earth is actually separating into two different dimensional realities. I've been asked if you will suddenly wake up one morning and find that all the people you didn't choose ascension will no longer be on the planet. That's a nice fantasy, but it's not the way it will happen. Instead, there will be a period of time when both realities exist on the planet. The ones who've chosen to stay in the old fear-based duality reality will continue to experience drama, trauma, and suffering. Gradually, over time, they'll be leaving Earth, so there will be events that will take many human lives. The Earth has chosen... excuse me. I have asthma, in case anybody was wondering. I had some other comment that was kind of mean. The Earth has chosen to ascend, and they simply can't stay here. The old energy human body is unable to exist in the frequencies of the new reality. A new planet is being prepared for them where they can continue their evolution as they choose. There's no judgment about this choice. For many of you, this is difficult, for some of the people you have loved dearly are not going to be joining you in the new reality yet. Eventually, when they are finished with polarity and all the fascinating opportunities for experience that provides, they too will choose to ascend. It is inevitable. Eventually, you will be together again. It's a good thing that you're an infinite being. Equinox on the 22nd marks the beginning of the new reality. This can be an emotional time. You're saying goodbye to something that has been yours for a long time, and you're finally entering into that which you have desired and dreamed of for so long. There can be tears of sadness at saying goodbye and tears of relief and joy that you've made it back home again. I like that. I thought that was very succinct, and I think it addresses a lot of issues, and it seems mm-hmm. to be very much in alignment with what the team has been saying. However, then they get into all the multidimensional experiences, and my little head just goes. We're trying to, again, cram, you know, all this multidimensional concepts into the human percentage of brain that we use. It's a little difficult to do. So back to our subject matter, and this is actually Veronica and I had talked about the new you as deciding to do the show on the new you, because that's, I really feel that new me emerging, and I see it emerging in you, Veronica, and in so mm-hmm. many people, this new us is being born, and it's the more authentic us as we're integrating in all of who we are from everywhere, not just here, but from everywhere. It is this incredible integration process that feels so extraordinary and more authentic. I don't know about you. I think you feel the same way, don't you, Veronica, that you feel more authentic than you've ever felt?
You bet. Okay. And I feel sprightly and freer and all of that. Even when I was in my past environment and some of it was weighted down, there were these like times of feeling freer and loved and loving and just really much freer, just more myself, yeah.
Yes, exactly. And able to handle things as they come, no matter what it is, kind of. It's very interesting. I feel this sense for me anyway of this bigger, you know, I was thinking, I'm a short person, so it's funny, I keep feeling so big, you know. I went out to dinner with someone last week, and I was telling him how little he was, and as it turned out, he was 8 inches taller than I am and quite a bit heavier, and I was like, and as I'm sitting at dinner thinking about what a small man he was. So I found that absolutely fascinating that I'm feeling, as all this is integrating in, feeling bigger and bigger and bigger. It's just a very interesting concept to me.
I like that.
Well, and far more solid about, I can feel the energies come through me much more solid, much more, it just feels boom, you know, just, I don't feel wimpy like I used to get. It's really quite interesting. Anyway, we started with that, and then, we had this extraordinary, the team and I had this extraordinary session with Laura. And Laura, during her session, started talking about setting her intentions for the day in a state of gratitude and suddenly observing another part of herself, which was very negative and playing out scenarios of negativity. And I found it so fascinating as a team, and the team kind of pulled me in, and I kind of drove in because I could see this was a big piece, something really big being born here. So I'm going to read Laura's letter herself, and it came in at the last minute. I woke up early in the morning. The room was still and slightly dark with just a hint of light coming through the windows. I laid there looking at the tops of the eucalyptus trees that I love so much, feeling the joy in my heart and being aware of my breathing. My body was extremely relaxed, and I could feel the aliveness in this body breathing softly. I began to set my intentions for this beautiful day, feeling gratitude, peace, stillness, and the magic. And for those moments, everything was peace and still and love, and I was there in the midst of it all, very aware of my breath and the life within. I was aware of the capability to create from the heart. My awareness then began to observe an energy outside of breath, the joy and the stillness within. Positioned to my right and hovering lower than I was, this incessant talking energy. Story after story came rattling out one after another. This voice rattling on and on, spewing out negative scenarios of death, sadness, and destruction, like a playwright of a horror movie or a tragic novel. I looked at that energy. What is that? This is not I. I was I, and that was something else that I knew I did not want to listen to. It did not shut up. I kept breathing and observing, and I knew that I was I, and it was something else, and I wish I had the words to express the depth of this experience to you, but I do not. That morning that I experienced the voice was what I later came to understand to be the negative ego. How powerful the unveiling of this energy was, to be aware of really hearing its chatter. In session, when I was sharing this experience with the team and we were talking about the negative ego, I could feel the hairs on my arms stand up and an anxiety run through my body. I knew it was listening to every word we were discussing about it. That was a very weird experience. The negative ego now knows that I know it is there and that I too am watching it. You can be sure that I'm making a point of telling the negative ego to get in the back seat, so to speak, because I'm doing the driving now. Much love to all and many blessings, Laura.
Wow.
Yes. Now, the interesting part of this is that Laura was coming from her positive ego in this beautiful, loving space and place of, you know, appreciating the beauty and this and that. And here, in a very separate form, was the negative ego. Now, that's really big. And it is the one thing that, you know, we're going to be dealing with it, especially right now, where we're moving into this new reality, where all things are different, and that old voice will come in and try to undermine our progress, along with our child, adolescent, and young adult. And Debbie Ford sent out something today, and I just take a little excerpt here. Many of you are scared, but that is just the trick of the ego. It's the mechanism that keeps you stuck in the past and repeating the same monotonous, self-defeating patterns over and over again. It's the voice of our wounds, of our heartache, and our deep resignation and hopelessness that it won't work for us or that we can't do it. That sentence, two sentences, just struck me so strongly when I read it. And I said, yeah, that's it. And that's what Laura was listening to. The wounding. We can call it the shadow, we can call it the negative ego, but nevertheless, it is born out of that, and we're moving to a place now where the goal is to be able to integrate, to calm down the negative ego, to set boundaries, to allow the new us to be able to really reside in the new reality. Now, it's going to come up with all kinds of, oh, here comes this, and there goes that, and this is going to happen, and that's going to happen. If we can stay conscious enough and aware enough that in every moment that that happens, revert back to what we know to be true, that we live in the now moment, that everything we need is there for us in this now moment, and then the next now moment, the negative ego will throw you into the future, back into the past. He will tell you all the reasons why you can't, whatever. Or that you're too good for this, too big for this, or you're not enough and you'll never have it. The more you set the boundaries with the negative ego, the more you literally talk with the negative ego and say, no, thank you, I'm taking my reality back. You get in the back seat of the car, I'm driving. And allow the negative and positive ego to finally integrate. We don't want to kill the ego, although the ego would like to kill us off. Now, it's an interesting concept because we know that we're in an integration process. We're integrating our child, our adolescent, our young adult. But also, we have to integrate the negative ego. You can't kill it. But the positive ego has to be strong enough and ripe enough to be the dominant. And just as what happened with Laura, where Laura was sitting there in this state of wonder and beauty and love and aware of the negative ego out here, although not knowing what it was, but out here, okay, continuing on its story, but not willing to take it on, not willing to allow it to, it literally could not get in, is what I saw. And it was just an amazing story. We're going to be hit with a lot of challenges about not being able to do things right now, and I think because the doors are swinging wide open. And the negative ego will come up with a whole lot of ways to say, you can't do this, you can't do that, who do you think you are, you're going to take a chance, look at the economy, look at this, look at that. And this is really our time now. And, you know, we are the ones we've been waiting for. I mean, we've heard this so many times, it's almost become trite. But it's not trite. It's absolute. It's absolute. And those on the other side of the veil are just praying that we get it. Last one that came in also from Solera, one sentence. There's also much forced change taking place. Old doors are closing daily. Bridges are burning behind us, shutting off any possibility of going back to the old, to the way things used to be. Now, that can also bring up fear. And fear is the enemy right now. Absolutely. It is the friend of the negative ego, but it's definitely the enemy of the positive ego and of where we're going. And if we allow that fear to step in, you know, every time something happens, when I blew my cap today, watched it go down the drain, and it's a big cap, and it was the porcelain and gold one, I was really upset. And I just kept saying, I intend to experience only good from this. You know, and this is a dentist that he and I have been at odds quite a bit. And I went in, and the reason it happened is I had a root problem. And they had told me a while back, and I put it off and put it off. And he took an x-ray and said, you've got to get in immediately for this. And so I couldn't put it off anymore. So again, burning the bridge, okay, down went the cap, down the drain. Mainly because you don't expect something to pop out of your mouth. I just... So I looked at it, you know, on the way back home, I thought, and of course he agreed that if the tooth is salvageable, he will pay himself for a brand new cap, no problem. What was so interesting is that, you know, I kept saying to myself, right on, okay, you kept affirming, I tend to experience only good from this, and it was good. I trusted in the moment. I didn't get, you know, so it really, but I saw the stress in my body, and that's something I don't want to do. We don't, you know, these old things, you know, fears, if we can trust in the moment that whatever's coming up has a purpose. Veronica, you with your grandson jumping on you. And, you know, yes. I really do, right?
Yes. What was your question? Because I really got something from that as well. And
that's
I'm not
the
sure.
Point.
Yeah.
You did get something, didn't you?
Yes, I did, and it was not easy, but there was a lot of change that went on in me as I was kind of limited. I didn't do my normal hectic stuff. And, I really shook up some vibration freedom in my body, you know, and I had a couple of major healing events that were really transformative. It was quite an interesting month.
Beautiful.
I just want to say this funny thing. I don't think I told you this, Jackie, but one day I turned and looked in the mirror, and I had no reflection.
Oh. Does that make you a warlock?
Was that not something?
That's
all not
fabulous.
Something?
That's absolutely fabulous. I love that.
But then when I really stared at it, of course, there was my reflection. So it was like one of those brief things, but it was pretty profound. So I don't know if that's a bridge going away or a bridge between mirrors or something, you know.
Well, I think that's wonderful. I love that.
I think so, too, but I don't know what it is. But never mind. We'll figure it out.
Okay, so going back just here to a minute. All right. And I just want to kind of wrap this up. The new you is able to recognize the negative ego, child, adolescent, young adult, and to integrate the negative ego into the positive by setting your boundaries and allowing the positive ego to be in control, not the negative ego. The new you can actually separate from the negative ego and recognize that they are separate realities from the positive ego and the negative ego. We are integrating all of our pieces and parts, just as God, Goddess, all that is integrating all of its pieces and parts and all the races. Through the integration, we can become whole and step into our new reality without all the conflict. And I thought it was interesting when Laura was saying that how much anxiety she felt in her body. You know, this whole thing with the negative ego was listening. And the negative ego is afraid of losing control. So it's a matter of working with the negative ego every day, letting it know that it's not going to die off. It just needs to now integrate. It's a healing process. So I love that. I'm going to get out of the way, though, and let you
And
talk.
Is that letting it know that it has a big role to do still?
Well, the negative ego originally was here to protect us. You know, that's hot. Don't jump off of that, and so on and so forth. And as Lazarus tells it very funny, you know, everybody kept turning over more and more to the negative ego. And, you know, it used to be you'd send it out to get the mail from the mailbox, and pretty soon it was opening the mail, answering the mail, you know, kind of. So you're, in essence, taking your power back from the negative ego. We've allowed the negative ego to run amok for a very long time. And it's the negative ego that wants to impress everybody. It's the negative ego that needs attention. It's the negative ego that needs to be right. It's the, you know, we can go on and on. What role does the negative ego play? The negative ego can play the role of telling you you're nothing, you'll never be anything, you know, that you're a fraud, you're broken, you know. Look at that.
Who do you think you are?
Yes, exactly, always. And it can play the opposite role as well. Front door, back door. You're the greatest thing that ever lived. You know, you're the second coming, and so on. You know? So it's being able to recognize when the negative ego is in play and be able to say, look, I'm driving a car. You get in the back seat, it'll be fine, okay? And bring that more into balance, constantly taking the energy back, taking the power back from the negative ego. It'll only run amok when you allow it, when you play into it. Okay, Veronica, you and the team get to play.
Yes.
Good night, everybody.
Yes.
Love you all.
Good night, Jackie. Thank you.
All right, everyone, welcome. All right. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, our dear Veronica.
Thank you.
So, Veronica.
Hello.
When do you think the negative ego is the most destructive for you?
For me, just self-judgment, caution, self-judgment, who do you think you are stuff.
The negative ego will question your ability, mm-hmm. question that you're enough, question that you can have impact.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't it do that to you?
Yes, all the time.
All right. Where else do you?
Where else?
Yes. Well, even if you stay around this subject, because this is very big for you. Because you
okay.
are this magnificent being. All right?
Oh, thank you.
And it plays, not because you're not bright, not because you're not wonderful, but there's a true humility to you, all right? And you've always been striving. You grew up in a family that didn't validate you, all right?
That's right.
So that gave a lot of room to the negative ego to come in there, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yes.
All right. And so it was kind of your cheerleader, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And so many of you listening have had these childhoods where the parents, you know, played the role of negative ego. You're nothing, you'll never be anything, you know, you'll... For some of you, that was the way that you got love, through negative talk. That was about it.
And sometimes if you said it first, then you wouldn't get as much flack. So
self-deprecation as well.
Yes, you undid yourself fast so nobody beat you
so
up.
So don't dare hold your power. Don't dare be the center of attention in any fashion.
Right.
Strip yourself first before we get there. Right?
Yes.
When have you seen the negative ego in play with someone else?
Sometimes in roles of dominance, or people want to dominate in almost like a, yeah, you know, where people want to dominate situations, you almost see the dominance coming up because they're afraid of slipping back down or losing whatever control or position they have, and it's a position of fear. You talked about humility, but sometimes it's a position of insecurity, even though it appears as dominance. I think that's negative ego, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, the one that runs all the negative scenarios, yes.
Mm-hmm.
The one that needs to be in control because it's convinced that no one else is as good as it is and has an underlying insecurity which allows the negative ego to come in, yes.
Or a terror of losing its position, whoever it is, its position is, I think that's a negative ego thing.
Terror of losing position.
You know, being really dominant and over-assertive, because if you let go at all, then the territory's gone to other people or something, you know? You see
right.
that a lot with
people. So fear of loss of control at some level.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right. And the need to dominate others in order to assert its authority?
Mm-hmm. A protected space, more kind of protect its position.
All right. What about people that tell stories and, well, even lie? Providing they're not a total sociopath. But let's put it this way. Those that exaggerate. Situation.
Self-aggrandizing sort of thing?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's about self or anything else that will make self look better. You know, I know this rich person, or that person thinks I'm wonderful, or that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Elevating themselves through their associations, right?
Right.
Wouldn't you say that's some negative ego in there?
I think so. There's a lot of people that do that.
All right. And then negative ego on the other side of the spectrum here. All right. Who likes to come in with all of the doom and gloom, right? And take everybody down with them.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that a form of negative ego control?
Mm-hmm. It is.
Even to the point of convincing everyone, don't do anything. It's all going to go to hell in a handbasket anyway. Right?
Yeah, there's a lot of that, isn't there?
Oh, there's a tremendous amount of that. Of course there is. Of course there is. Now, the new you. Let's talk about the new you for a while. We really recommend to everyone to start playing with who they are. Start writing it down. Who are you? You know, the problem is that there have been so many changes, and you've changed. But change can bring up old fears that really are unrelated to who you are today. We talked with someone this week, and they were beginning a new job. And this is a highly qualified person, highly educated, a professional position as an engineer. And they were terrified of their first day at work, afraid they wouldn't be enough, that they might make a mistake, that they would... What is that? Well, that's the negative ego. Chipping away, stripping away at them. Isn't it?
Yes.
Of course it is. Which brings up all kinds of fear, which then feeds on itself, which then gives the negative ego more power.
So it's just a power out of control, is it? Because it's supposed to be making us safe, but instead it's killing us.
In a way, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. If you want to talk about it, the light and the dark aspect, the shadow side of the ego, in essence, that would be a good description. The shadow side, the dark side of the ego. That will always see the worst case scenario. Will try to get your attention to prod you. When you recognize the voice, as Laura did, you see, was a wonderful experience through Laura. And that's why we wanted the channel to use this on the show, because we felt that it was so perfect. A wonderful example for people to be able to understand the two realities. The one that Laura was experiencing in her body that felt so wonderful, and the negative ego out here. And her observance of it. Her observation of it. How powerful that was. Now, you can hop back and forth between the two. Certainly you all have opportunities during the day where you can find yourself popping into negative ego. Some of you do it, you know, in your cars. Right? That son of a gun, you know. Haven't you done that? Hope their wheel falls off. Why? Cut you off in traffic. Not that you really want any bodily harm, but you just like to see their vehicle, double entendre, their vehicle sitting on the side of the road. The new you. You're going to be discovering talents and gifts that you didn't realize you had. Some of you had the seedlings and didn't pay attention to them because you didn't think you, what, were enough, could be enough. Because remember, you've got your child, adolescent, and young adult playing in there, especially child and adolescent.
Mm-hmm.
All right? But this is a time, as those doors close, as those bridges burn, as people start disappearing out of your lives, and they will, where you get to emerge, watch for fear. Oh, I'm afraid I won't succeed. I'm afraid of this. I'm afraid of that. Why are you afraid? Well, I'm not enough, I can't... Oh, God, negative ego. Oh, jeez. They got me. And you'll start catching yourself. You'll feel these other wonderful energies of other lifetimes beginning to merge in these gifts, feeling more and more of who you are, the true you, these other personalities integrating in. Oh, we don't want any of you to be schizophrenic. It's not going to be like that. Because you're going to be, the dominant personality will be the more authentic, the real you, the more loving you, the powerful you, the magical you, the industrious you, the, you know, playful you, because each of you have, you know, embodied certain aspects of this and given up the others, thinking you couldn't have it all, or that there was some wonderful thing about giving up, sacrificing to be whatever. And that won't be the case any longer. This whole concept of sacrifices, that's gone. It's not about sacrifice anymore. That's tied to old energy, which will not fit with where you are now. It won't be comfortable. It won't stay. Like an errant dog, it will not stay. It won't fit. And for many of you, you've had dreams. Well, gee, what am I here to do? And what am I... Now you're going to... Some of you already having these experiences, by the way. Opportunities coming to you. Things that excite you. Thinking, oh my God, can this be real? Can I really... Well, how would I jump in there and find out? Are you excited about it? Then follow it. You may do many other things besides that one, but if something tweaks you, follow it. But I was planning on doing this. Fine, this is in front of you. Do this until it leads you to someplace else. Or it may integrate into what you originally wanted to do with more. With more. Much more, by the way. There's so many exciting things coming, people. And the whole concept of limitation now. All right? The whole concept of limitation needs to start breaking down. You are only limited by what you perceive your limits are, or the negative ego tells you, or your child in adolescent. There are no limitations anymore. And Veronica, we had this discussion with you, didn't we?
Yes.
All right. About 2012.
People, that was wonderful. I re-listened to that. That was very good.
That's very good. We're glad you did. You see, those, the opportunities, and we want you to understand, everyone that's listening tonight, please, or ever listens to this in the archives, you're amazing beings. You came in here to make a difference. You may not have a store. You may not be on television. You may not be on radio. That doesn't mean you're not making a difference. Follow your joy and excitement, though. Be open to changes within you. Every moment of every day, be present. Because dramatic change. Exciting, wonderful change. And only when you love yourself enough, when you really believe that you deserve it, without your child and adolescent and young adult and negative ego all convincing you that you can't have it, don't deserve it, it'll never happen for you, whatever is. We've given you tools, people, to change beliefs. All of this is all coming together. You can't see it yet. Perhaps some of you can, but all the pieces are beginning to come together. Shame, shadow, changing beliefs, opening up to new possibilities, harnessing the negative ego. Harnessing the negative ego. These are big pieces, people. Where you can walk in dominion with your life. Be in joy and excitement in the moment. and know exactly what you need to do, when you need to do it, not a moment before. Now, those days of planning out and planning out, we would say, are probably gone. And trust, sharpening up your tools. Sharpen up that trust. Clean up your creation tools, your beliefs, your attitudes, choices, decisions, thoughts and feelings, and expectations. And again, those expectations and a lot of these others impacted and influenced by the negative ego. Watch your judgments. Same thing. The moment you start judging, you open the door to the negative ego to pop right in. You give it an entree to start its chatter. Oh, you're right, they're stupid, and you're so much smarter than this. And before you know it, you're hooked. You're hooked. Being as clean as possible. Don't worry about what Mary, Bob, or John, or anybody else is doing. Worry about, and we would say, don't worry at all. Stay with your subjective reality. It's going to attract other realities that are vibrating and resonating within the same frequency. And you're going to find beautiful compatibilities in those. Beautiful. Any questions, Veronica?
I was just thinking, when you integrate the negative ego, then it serves us to what? Balance us? To help us?
Well, it's more of a harnessing of the negative, and then the positive ego, kind of keeping it in check all the time. And eventually, it will get smaller and smaller.
And soften.
Like a muscle. You don't use the muscle, it starts to what? Atrophy. Doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. And
you just
so
keep
we
it
can't,
confined in a confined space.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying what you're saying, basically. So that makes sense that we can integrate it and it becomes, we evolve out of its need to be there.
Yes. In essence, what you do is take away the power. But you can't play into it. Because every time you play into it, you feed it.
Feed it. And we have to be able to sign off within the next 2 minutes.
All right, Veronica, you want to talk about your show?
Yes, I have next week I have an interview with Peter Matisse from the Conscious Business Institute at, say, the 8 o'clock next Tuesday. And it's pretty inspiring because he gets people moving right into their authentic nature whilst in the big corporate workplace, and it changes companies radically.
Okay.
And then next Thursday, it's Radiance by Design, and back with you.
All right, wonderful. All right, everyone, what we'd like you to do, if you wish, call us in tonight. Again, if you're listening to the archives, whenever you listen to this show, you can call us in and ask us to work with you, to help you to understand how the negative ego plays in your life and help you to harness it, to bring it back, and this is the only time we'll say in control, so that you can bring it back into the back seat, to allow the positive ego to fully emerge without the negative ego beating it up, as a good visual for you. We'd love to work with all of you, dear ones, tonight. We do love you so. We love you so. We see you all making quantum changes. Even though you may have a struggle here, a struggle there, please understand you're doing wonderfully. You're doing wonderfully. You are greatly, greatly loved. We know you've all heard this, but again, we want to reiterate it because it's true. We appreciate those that listen to the show and that want to work with us, those that work with us through the channel. We love all of you. We love you, Veronica, very much. And Robert, Thank you. You're there somewhere. You too.
He's waving at you. Thank you.
We were waving at him as well. All right. We send to each and every one of you total, complete love. 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 Excitement, expansion, and magic. Until we speak with you again in this format, dear ones. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you so much. Blessings, everyone.